Is there anything more local than the big Southside Irish Parade that's going on today? Just stepped off about 40 minutes ago. And the Northwest Side Irish Parade is also going on today. So, you know, we've got that going on here today. And I'm seeing plenty of people still with their green plastic hats running around down on Michigan Avenue today. I guess left over from the parade from yesterday.
If you see anyone with a big plate of cabbage and potatoes and stuff, just send them in.
Ah, now you see, that's what I look forward to every St. Patrick's Day. Do you know that that is not real Irish food?
I'm not surprised. America kind of twists everything.
Corned beef and cabbage. Not, it's, you know, certainly what you think of when, you know, I'm going to have something Irish. I'm going to have corned beef and cabbage. That is not what you would call authentic Irish food. Joining me on the phone line right now is Mike Winston, who is the owner of the famous Winston's Market at 7961 West 159th Street out in Tinley Park. Mike, welcome to WGN. Happy almost St. Patrick's Day.
Almost St. Patrick's Day. How you doing, Dean?
But I know a super busy day for you guys, especially out in the Tinley Park area, so I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Has it been just going crazy? I mean, every time I've been in your store, you know, I'm an original Southsider. I used to come. Where was your original location? Because when I used to go, it was not in Tinley Park.
No, the original location, well, we were in 63rd and Cicero, just off Cicero.
Yeah.
That's where my father opened up in 1967. But the very original one was actually 79th and Ada when he first came over to this country.
Oh, wow. So your family has been involved in this. What year would that have been? How long has your family been in the Irish business?
About 50 years. He started in the mid-60s.
How about that? How about that? And going strong. It's just a fantastic place. Just talking with Veronica here about, you know, for St. Patrick's Day, a big plate of corned beef and cabbage is not real, authentic Irish food, is it?
No, it's not. Actually, a bacon and cabbage would be more authentic than the corned beef, but you wouldn't know about the amount of corned beef that we sell.
But when you say a bacon and cabbage, you don't mean like strips of bacon. You mean like Irish bacon, which is more
like an Irish bacon, yeah, which is like a cured pork loin.
Yeah, I mean, sort of like Canadian bacon, isn't it?
It's similar. Canadian bacon would be a smoked bacon, where ours is a fresh bacon, where it's just cured, sits in barrels for days, and then you would just boil it up, same way as you would corned beef or cabbage.
So what are the biggest things that you've been selling now for the past, week, couple of weeks, something like that?
It's corned beef. It's all about corned beef. We've been doing corned beef for the last 2 weeks, about 3,000 or 4,000 pounds a day.
Wow.
Which is a lot to be said for the American tradition of corned beef, you know?
So that would explain that smell that you're smelling coming from the Beverly area today.
No kidding. Well, there's plenty of that today.
Of corned beef and cabbage both cooking on stoves all over the South Side today.
Yeah, but the boiling bacon is more the traditional, which we do sell plenty of that as well.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit more about, like, what are some of the other, if you were to go someplace and you want actual, authentic Irish food, what would that be?
Oh, well, besides the boiling bacon, the breakfast is huge, the Irish breakfast, which is the, you know, sliced Irish bacon, Irish sausage, black pudding, white pudding, side of beans, fried eggs, so the blood sausage.
Yeah, talk to me. What's the difference between an Irish sausage, say, what would you even compare that against?
Well, your basic American sausage, which is, you know, it's made with pork as well, and it has sage. That's a big ingredient in American sausage. Where the Irish sausage, it's has ground pork seasonings, but it also has a filler called rusk, which is basically a coarse wheat flour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why it's called a banger, because it does have a filler in it.
Okay. So that would be the half of bangers and mash?
Right, exactly.
And tell me what mash is.
It's just basically mashed potatoes or any kind of potato that you would have.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, well, that's easy enough to figure out, I guess. The puddings. You were talking about the puddings. Now, this is not like Jell-O pudding or anything.
No, it's not.
This is a completely different kind of pudding.
The black pudding is basically a blood sausage. You know, kind of like the Polish kiszka.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it's kind of dark in color, thus the name, right?
Oh, yeah. That's dark.
What does it taste like? I don't think I've ever had black pudding.
It's one of those things you kind of have to grow up with it to really enjoy the taste.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I love it. It's hard to get my kids to eat it sometimes, but it has like a clove. There's clove in it. There's allspice, a lot of onion. Fry it up. It's really tasty.
Okay. All right. Hey, can I take a break here real quick? I want to talk about, you know, some of the other, just trying to find out, you know, some of the things that are authentically Irish food from, you know, maybe the biggest purveyor of it all, Winston's Market, that's now out in Tinley Park, 7961 West 159th Street. Mike Winston, the owner, is on the line with us, and we'll be back with more in a second. WGN for St. Patrick's Day. So many Chicagoans head out to Winston's Market on 159th Street out in Tinley Park. And Mike Winston, the now owner, would you be the second generation owner, Mike, or the
generation? Yeah, my brother and I. He runs the one in the city still, and so we're partners in the business.
I gotcha. Okay, I don't want to get your brother mad at me, or you. You don't get in the middle of any Irish sibling rivalry here.
We're okay.
Okay. So I've had, you know, just during that break, I took a look at the text line, and people are saying, you know, have Mike talk about their shepherd's pie. They say there's no better shepherd's pie in Chicago than the shepherd's pie out at Winston's. Is that true?
Well, it's nice to hear. I appreciate that.
Tell us about your shepherd's pie.
The shepherd's pie, it's basically ground beef seasoning. It's got your root vegetables, carrots, potatoes, parsnips, and it's topped with mashed potatoes. Typically in Ireland, that would be made with lamb, but with the American palate, we use ground beef.
So it's a little bit different. Now, I guess you probably have to do a little adjusting, don't you, from the Irish palate to the American palate?
You do. You try to make everybody happy, you know. And, you know, some people still ask for the lamb, but we just wouldn't sell enough of it. That's why we stick with the ground beef.
Yeah, you probably have to. I mean, does yours come assembled already? So, you know, all you have to do maybe is pop it in an oven or something like that?
You know, in the Russian or the Ashford House, it's made, you know, to order, but we also have it at the in the markets where you can just buy it in a little pie tin and throw it in the oven.
So if you want the lamb, you got to pretty much, you know, you're starting from scratch making your own pretty much, right?
Exactly.
All right. What about, you'd mentioned that you serve about 3,000-4,000 pounds of corned beef a day during the season. You have to be pretty close to that with the Irish soda bread, too, I would think.
Yeah, this month we'll go through probably about 10,000 loaves.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, so the oven's going constantly for about 18 hours a day.
And then will it be this way pretty much until after the 17th and then slow down for you guys a little bit?
It goes all month. It started on the 1st. That's the great thing about the Irish community. The whole month of March, they celebrate.
That's right. It's not just the day you celebrate. It's a full season.
Exactly.
When it comes to St. Patrick's Day. So what are some of your favorite places, you know, Irish places in the Chicago area? Mike, what are the places that your customers tell you, you know, where they enjoy going if they want to go out, you know, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? I know Gaelic Park is a huge thing today.
Gaelic Park is huge, yeah. I was there last night, actually. They had a great crowd, you know. I mean, we have a restaurant next door called the Ashford House, and we do a lot of business there. I would suggest that for one.
Yeah, so what's going on? Ashford House right next to the market?
Right, exactly. That's our restaurant.
On 159th Street. Okay, all right.
Yes, and that's where we serve. We don't do really any entertainment. We do all the traditional Irish foods, as well as your steaks and all that stuff.
So it's a little more, it's probably a little more like if you were in Ireland, right? Because I've had people tell me, I've never been to Ireland, unfortunately, I want to go. But they've told me that St. Patrick's Day in Ireland is nothing like St. Patrick's Day here in the U.S.
No, they don't celebrate near as much. You know, a nice boil and bacon cabbage, you know, maybe go out to the pub a little bit, but not the whole month like it is here.
Nobody's wearing the green plastic hats there or having green beer?
You wouldn't see too much of that, no.
No,
my cousins come over and they get a kick out of how much we celebrate here.
So what are some of the places around the Chicago area that you know that you like?
Like the Square Celt over in Orland Park, that's good too. I'm not too familiar with all the north side places. I just stick around the south side.
Attaboy, that's a good south sider right there.
That and Riley's Daughter, that's back. That's always great.
Is that on 111th Street?
111th, yeah.
111th, yeah. When I grew up at 109th and Artesian.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm hoping to, I want to do my show next year from my old bedroom. You know, we haven't lived there in like 30 years, but that's, I want to do my show in my old bedroom from there next year. But
sure, you were at Riley's back in the day then too, huh?
Right. Riley's and all the places, not only on 111th Street, but on Western Avenue as well. Those are all the places that we used to go back in.
Yeah, Cork and Carey is awesome. Even the Fido, you know, we've serviced them before. They buy our stuff.
Oh, look at you coming all the way downtown. That's a pretty authentic place, though. The Fido.
It is, yeah.
In the River North area. That's pretty real deal authentic Irish, I think.
Yeah, they've done it right there.
What I notice there at the Fido all the time is often when I'm coming to work on a Sunday morning, you know, pretty early, like around 6 o'clock, I guess the football games, as they call them, we Americans here call them soccer games, are going on in Ireland and other places in Europe. And you see the place open and the crowds in the place watching the soccer games at like 6 o'clock in the morning here in Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of the places do. I don't think Fido has TVs, but a lot of the Irish bars, that's a big thing is the Irish football.
Oh, there's something going on there at 6 in the morning. I assume that they're watching soccer. I guess I shouldn't have assumed there might have been something else. Northside, don't tell my friends on the south side. I'm a Northsider now.
Okay.
And have been for a pretty long time. But I like Chief O'Neill's. Have you heard of Chief O'Neill's?
Yeah, another great place.
That's a good place. And, of course, the Abbey Pub is, not too far from there as well.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Pat Looney. They do a great job there.
Yeah, we've had Pat has been on the show with us in the past as well, talking about things that they have going on there. So plenty of great places going on. So if someone is coming to your place for the first time, to Winston's or to your restaurant Ashford House, what are the must-have things when they go there? You know, I'm coming in as a complete novice on this. What am I putting either in my shopping cart or am I ordering from your menu?
The Gaelic breakfast, that's the biggest thing. If you're coming for breakfast, you got to have that. It's got a little everything on there. For the store, you can't leave without grabbing a loaf of soda bread. You know, that's our main thing we've been making for the last 50 years.
Is that a special recipe that you have with soda bread? Or is it, just...
Yeah, my father brought that over from Ireland.
All right, so that's the real deal.
And then if you're adventurous, grab some black pudding and the Irish sausage, of course.
That's right. That's right. And, while you're there, you may as well pick up some corned beef, too. Everybody else is, right?
Yeah. And we also sell the sausage a lot of places on the north side. We wholesale from our 63rd Street location.
Oh, okay. All right. So a lot of that's what I mean, that Winston's has been the go-to place. I know not just, for people buying for their homes, but I know a lot of the bars, the, places that serve Irish breakfast and, things like that all around the city of Chicago and the suburbs. Winston's the go-to place for this. So
right.
It's a gem in Chicago, and, everyone has to go check it out. It's 7961 West 159th Street out in Tinley Park. I know super busy day for you today through the 17th, Mike, so I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with us. Very happy, very safe St. Patrick's Day to you and yours. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. There's Mike Winston from Winston's Market. 12:57. We're going to wrap things up. And Frank Fontana is live at the Chicago Flower and Garden Show today. We'll hook up with that coming up in a minute on WGN.